Morning.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Excellent stuff. Jermaine, we're here to talk a bit about football, of course. Let's start, though, with some fantasy football. Yep. I think most people nowadays have some sort of fantasy team. But there's some different ones out there. You're going to be telling me about this this one from Bet for the Best.
Yes, so as you said, the company's called Bet for the Best, and it's a kind of different whole outlook on fantasy football. So it gives you the ability to bet on your team against either a one-on-one, so I could play against you this weekend if you wanted to lose your money, or you could play in a tournament and with your whole office, and you'd literally put your money into the pot on the website, that is. Uh-huh. And you would then pick your team. And obviously then come the end of the week, you look who's accumulated the most points, and the winners take the money. But the beauty of it is that you can change your team week in, week out. Right. So and there's no limit on what you spend either. So as you're looking at the fixtures this weekend, you might look at Bournemouth, Norwich and go, well, actually, there's going to be a couple of goals in that game. So I reckon I'll go for Callum Wilson because he's on a rich vein of form and he's going to score a few goals. And you might have to steer clear of the likes of Wayne Rooney playing against, you know, Liverpool might be a tougher game. You know, who knows? You know, that's kind of where, it makes it very interesting. This Bet for the Best website, and also there's different types of games. You know, there's an MVP game where you can just bet on who you think's going to accumulate the most points, and like I said, the 1v1, which is another good game. But there's five different games. But if you go onto the website on betforthebest.com, it will give you all the information. And also, if you just follow me on my Twitter, JGNSA, I'll be tweeting a number of different things on how you can get involved.
And it's not just the Premier League. You can do this on all the other leagues as well.
Serie A, La Liga. Most of the European leagues you can get involved, you know, and show you obviously your vast experience and knowledge of of football across Europe.
I think I might. You know what? I don't know if you're the same as me, but I quite enjoy fantasy football leagues. But I'm right into it right at the beginning of season, and then about sort of 3-4 weeks in, I completely forget about it.
Well, I'll guarantee that if you put your money on the line, you won't forget about it.
Well, yeah, I suppose that makes a big difference, doesn't it, really?
It does, but it just makes it interesting. You know, obviously, you know, with it, it all has to be done responsibly. And you can even go onto the site and you can bet. You can play for free initially. Just get a feel for kind of how it works and how the point system work and so on, see if you really enjoy it. But then obviously you've got the opportunity, especially when you're in like a pool of people in an office, or like with me and my mates who are involved, you know, we'll have a little bet and we'll put the money in the pot, so to speak, like I said. And it makes it just that little bit more interesting when your team comes out on top at the end of the week.
If you were picking, who would be the player to have in your fantasy football league team at the moment? Who would be the player for you to go for?
Well, I mean, yeah,
you want the bargains, really, the ones that, you know, people aren't going to necessarily put in.
The thing is, like I said, there's no limit on what you spend. There's no cap.
Okay.
So you can, if you want to, you can go and say, well, I'll have Aguero, Rooney and Harry Kane and Alexis Sanchez. You know, you can go down these roads if you want, but that's not how I don't think you become successful at fantasy football. You know, I think you do need to find that gem, you know, a Mahrez or a Wilson, who will accumulate a lot of points. You know, a Seamus Coleman, who's probably more a more fashionable choice, but is also not one I think everybody would choose. And also, you know, pay attention to your defenders. You know, getting clean sheets and your goalkeepers. Don't just kind of just think, oh, it's all out attack, get as many goals as possible, because, you know, keeping clean sheets is just as important, as well as, you know, your assist makers in midfield. So, but I think you pointed out there, you know, it's the gems. They're the ones, ones that, because what will happen in these leagues is you'll pick a team for the weekend, and maybe say if you've got 10 people in your team, five of you might come out on top because you've got the exact same team.
Uh-huh.
So then you'll just have to split the money.
Whereas I don't want to do that.
Well, who wants to do that,
exactly.
You know? So if you've got that odd gem in there, you know, who kind of might go and get you a brace at the weekend or score a hat-trick, you know, like I keep mentioning Callum Wilson at Bournemouth. You'll inevitably come out on top. So, a few little tips.
Bet for the Best is the website to go to and sign up for this. It sounds, a very different take on the new fantasy football leagues. Quite good indeed. Now, Jermaine, you're a free agent at the moment.
I am, yes.
Now, we provide full match commentary for Leeds United week in, week out. Yep. Are you just looking Premier League, or would you consider a very strong Championship side?
You sound like an agent at the minute, mate.
Hey, I'm not Mr. 15%, yeah, but...
You take five.
Yeah, that'll do. Yeah, that'll do.
Look, my main focus is... to try and get fit, to be honest with you. It's not a matter of, I'm not a free agent because I can't get a club. I'm a free agent because my knee is it's not been in the best of states after my cruciate ligament knee injury that I sustained about 15, 16 months ago now. It's been kind of like a lot of positives and negatives. You know, I push it, and it goes really well, and then it kind of doesn't go so well. So I'm in the process now of kind of managing that situation, and hopefully, you know, by January, I'll know exactly where I am within kind of with regards to my knee and also, you know, my career. And then if I can get back fit, you know, Leeds is a lovely, lovely city, so... You can never say never.
Never say never. That's what I like to hear. Just interesting. Well, it must be so frustrating when you've been playing week in, week out for many, many years, and something like a cruciate ligament injury, and how long it takes to come back from that. I mean, it must be so frustrating.
It is. It's one of those things, though. It's just part of the game, unfortunately. And what's weird is when you have these injuries, and you tend to come across a lot of players that have had them. You know, you talk to players of how they've come through it, and the one thing that keeps hitting me in the face when I have these conversations is how lucky I feel that I managed to get, you know, 32 years out of the knee. You know, I was playing football as a very, very young kid. I was playing games Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon, Sunday morning, then Monday, Tuesday, training, playing for school. I mean, I was non-stop playing games at a very young age. And, you know, I've come across a few players. You know, at Nottingham Forest is a lad called Chris Cohen. He's had three cruciate knee injuries.
Wow.
He's on his third now, and he's only in his mid-20s. Alejandro Forlin at QPR, he did his in the same year as me, and that was his third one. You know, so players can come back from them. They are complicated, but what, like I said, hit me the most was kind of how lucky I've been, because some of these players, who are top players, by the way, I mean, Alejandro Forlin and Chris Cohen, I'm talking, they're of a Premier League pedigree, and it's their injuries that have not even enabled them to grace that stage. So as frustrating as it is that I'm struggling to get back and get back out on that pitch, you know, I still feel very fortunate that I was able to kind of, you know, achieve a lot of my dreams playing Champions League football, playing for England, you know, playing Premier League football. And so, you know, I can't complain too much.
Yeah, because you look back and you've had a great career already, really, when you look at the clubs you played for, Notts Forest, Newcastle, Tottenham.
Exactly. You know, I was lucky enough to play in some fantastic games for Spurs. I won the Young Player of the Year award when I was at Newcastle as well, which is one of those trophies that, you know, when you look at it, you don't realise how big the trophy is until you see the names of the players that have actually won it. And you know, that's probably one of the big highlights for me throughout my career. But yeah, I mean, like you said, I mean, I feel very fortunate is the word. And you know, I'm not one to kind of cry about the injury that I've got now. It is what it is. I'll deal with it. But in the meantime, I'm keeping myself busy, obviously, doing Match of the Day and stuff on the BBC.
Yeah, it's good to hear you positive about it, Jermaine, because I think it's one of those things that people can sort of, like, you know, get into themselves, and you know, it can be you know, very, very frustrating and mentally hurt you as well. So it's good to hear you're very positive about it. So that's great news.
Thank you very much.
Bet for the Best is the website to go to have a look at this Fantasy Football League. Jermaine Genius, thank you so much for joining us on Radio Yorkshire.
Thank you.